Chicken of the Sea Tuna brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
I'll clip you, so help me, I'll mow you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sturd, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you transcribed by Chicken of the Sea, the greatest name in seafood. Tonight, our guest is Dorothy Kirsten. Right now, all over America, there's a rush going on for one particular food product, a rush that's rare in the history of the food business. By the thousands and tens of thousands, homemakers are discovering that Chicken of the Sea Tuna, their lifelong favorite, is now more delicious than ever. Much more delicious than ever, because now Chicken of the Sea consists of the tastiest, tenderest portions of tuna, the choice center cuts. Yes, Chicken of the Sea, the brand that made tuna famous, the originator of every important advance made in the tuna packing industry for the last 30 years, has now made the greatest advance of all. Now brings you the premium cuts of tuna, the choice center cuts, all for not one penny extra. Yes, all the extra flavor, all the extra deliciousness, all the extra taste enjoyment of choice tuna center cuts is now yours at absolutely no extra cost. So look for Chicken of the Sea when you go marketing tomorrow. It's so easy to find. Just look for Miss Chicken of the Sea on the label.
Tuna, tuna.
When you want the choicest cuts of tuna,
the tuna of top quality, look for Chicken of the Sea.
Miss Chicken of the Sea is on the label.
Miss Chicken of the Sea is on the label.
And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. As it must to all boys who indulge in mischief, retribution has finally caught up with Charlie McCarthy. And so, as a result of a series of misdeeds, we find a sorrowful Charlie packing to leave for reform school.
My name is Charlie. I'm a juvenile delinquent. I've been booked to do a benefit on the junior rock pile.
Well, you can't say that I haven't warned you. And I knew something like this would happen. What did you do that was so bad?
Well, let me see. I have to think. There are so many things, you know. Oh, I bet it was that little red schoolhouse caper.
The little red schoolhouse?
Yeah.
But your school isn't red.
Well, it was after I put a match to it.
Oh. Now, stop this nonsense, Charlie. What really happened?
Well, if you must know, last week I put a skunk in the school ventilating system. You should have been there. Pneumonium broke loose.
How did they find out it was you that put the skunk in the ventilator?
Well, the ventilating fan backfired and threw the blame right on me. Oh, so now I'm off to reform school.
I just don't know what to do until you come back.
Well, you can always collect your unemployment insurance. In fact, you can probably collect your Social Security. Oh.
While you're away, Charlie, don't worry. Nobody will replace you. With all your faults, I wouldn't trade you for anybody else. And I guess you wouldn't trade me either, would you?
No, Bergen. Who would take you?
Well, I don't. Well, I better help you finish packing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you're taking some books to study at reform school.
Yes, yeah, I'm a student.
What's the name of this book?
How to Get Out by Harry Houdini. Oh, yeah. And then if that doesn't work, I got this book on bebop.
Yeah.
Dig, 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 you crazy kid. Oh.
My, this suitcase is so full, I don't know how I'm going to close it.
Well, use your brains. Sit on it.
All right.
Oh, how do you do, chaps? Well, well. Going somewhere, Charlie?
If you must know, Ray, I'm going up the river.
Oh, my word. Isn't it a bit late in the season for spawning?
Ray, what Charlie's trying to say is that he's going to reform school.
Looks like I'm going to end up on a rock pile.
I say, old chip, don't you think you should end up on the wood pile? Oh, I say, did you get that?
Yeah.
Wood pile and chip, you know. Oh, I could just die laughing.
If you only would. Between Noble's jokes and Bergen's nagging, it makes going to reform school a genuine pleasure.
Well, Charlie, it's time that I tell you that that phone call was just a trick to teach you a lesson.
Huh?
You're not going to reform school.
Not going? But I want to go. I've been planning on it. Sort of looking forward to it. Yes. Why can't I go? I'm a citizen. I pay taxes.
All right. I refuse to admit failure as a parent.
Oh?
I will discipline you in my own way.
Will you now?
Yes. And to teach you a lesson, I'm cutting off your allowance.
Well, I've learned two lessons, Thurgan. The first one is crime doesn't pay.
Good. And the second?
Neither does Bergen.
Or... Well, it's always a pleasure to welcome back an old friend, especially when she's such a young and pretty friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present a distinguished star of the Metropolitan Opera, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. And here she is singing Love Is Here to Stay.
It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going along. Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Mortimer.
Oh, yo.
Mortimer, look at you. Look at you.
Boy.
What happened?
Well, what do you mean, what happened? Why? Well, you're a mess.
Well, I know, but what makes you think something happened? Oh.
Well, just look at your face.
Oh, that old thing, yeah.
How did your face get all covered with grease?
Well, you know, there's a gasoline engine on our farm and busted down, and I tried to fix it.
You have a mechanical mind, don't you?
Yeah, I guess I must have, yeah. Yeah, I guess I must have, yeah.
Have what?
What was the question?
I say you must have a mechanical mind.
Well, I agreed with you. Yeah, yeah. I know people are always saying there's a screw loose. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, Mortimer, isn't that the engine that supplies the power for your milking machine?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Well, you must be way behind in the milking.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, sure. Them poor cows is building up an awful lot of pressure. Yeah.
Well, maybe I can tell you how to fix the engine. Now, first of all, I must know the kind of an engine it is. Is it a diesel?
Well, it could diesel. I don't think it is. You don't think it is?
Let's say it's a gasoline.
Well, we ought it because it is.
All right. Then I'll explain how it runs. First of all, gasoline is a liquid.
Well, which is a liquid?
Well, gasoline, of course.
Well, you see, right there, it starts getting complicated.
Now, the carburetor mixes the gasoline with air. The air in the gasoline is drawn in by vacuum. You know what a vacuum is?
Well, it must be pretty dirty stuff.
A vacuum?
Well, they got all those cleaners for it.
Oh, I know. No. You know what a vacuum is.
Oh, yeah, I got it in my head, but I just can't think of it.
Yeah, I know. Next, we have the process called internal combustion, because the fuel is burned within the engine itself.
Yeah. I'll go along with that, yeah. When does it leave?
I don't know. At this point, the spark plugs come into play. All the spark plugs do is make sparks.
Hmm. Well, it's nice to have some hobby.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The spark ignites the gas. And as the gas explodes, it pushes the piston.
Ain't that just a way? Yeah. It's always the innocent bystander that gets pushed around. Yeah.
And the motor finally runs because of a series of these gasoline explosions.
Mm-hmm. Well,
any questions?
What'd you say?
I say, any questions?
Why, you got some left over?
No. Mortimer, how did you ever acquire such colossal ignorance?
Well, all I am and all I ever hope to be, I owe to my stupidity. Yes.
Tuna, tuna. When you want the choicest cuts of tuna, the tuna of top quality, look for Chicken of the Sea.
Miss Chicken of the Sea is on the label.
Miss Chicken of the Sea is on the label.
Looking for a versatile food? There's almost no limit to the different kinds of casseroles, salads, and snacks you can make with Chicken of the Sea. Looking for an inexpensive food? For less than 10 cents a serving, Chicken of the Sea, with its choice center cuts, gives you the basic main course ingredient for dozens of delicious meals. Looking for a more nutritious food? Ounce for ounce, Chicken of the Sea, with its choice center cuts, is richer in protein and energy than practically any other food. One by one, list all the food advantages you can think of, and you will find all of them in Chicken of the Sea tuna. Look for Chicken of the Sea with Miss Chicken of the Sea on the label next time you go to your food store. It's one of America's great food values.
Charlie?
Yes, Dorothy?
What's the matter? You look upset.
Well, it's that sagging Swede. After that reform school trick, I have half a mind to leave him and get another job.
Another job? What would you do?
Oh, I don't know. I could always sell eye patches to Zsa Gabor.
That would keep you busy.
Yeah.
Really, Charlie, now... You can't blame Edgar. You know, you do have a pretty bad reputation.
Well, now, there you go. That's just the trouble with this world. Nobody waits to hear both sides of the story. History is just full of such cases.
What cases?
Oh, there are a lot of them. There's the story of Red Riding Hood and the wolf. Did anybody ever hear the wolf side of the story?
Why, no.
Well, he had a story. And sit tight, because you're going to hear his version of it. I am the wolf. And you know what happened to me. They operated on me to remove one grandmother, but I was innocent. Let me tell you how I got into this mess. It all began in Red Riding Hood's cottage.
I'm home, Father. Any messages for me?
Yes, Red, my daughter. Some chap called Joe phoned and wanted to speak to Hot Lips. Oh, yes, and Tom, Sam, and Jack wanted to speak to Hot Lips also. Daughter, I'm afraid I've got to ask you a very serious question.
What is it?
Have you been smoking?
Yes, but without cigarettes.
Good. That way it won't be habit for me. But right now, daughter, I want you to drop in on your poor ailing grandmother and give her this oxtail soup I fixed for her.
Why, Father, I didn't know you knew how to make oxtail soup.
Oh, yes, actually, it's very simple, you know. You just go as far back on the ox as you can and dunk.
Very well, I'm off to Grandma.
Well, do be careful, Red. There's a wicked wolf in the woods, and if he starts to run after you, shout.
I will, after he catches me.
After he catches you?
Well, if I'm going to shout, I want to have something to shout about.
Well, there was Little Red Riding Hood on her way to her grandmother's house, unless something more interesting turned up. Little did I know I was her target for tonight. There I was, lying under a tree, looking at the butterflies. I was too bashful to look at the birds and bees. When up she sashayed in a strapless, backless riding hood.
Hello, you great, big, gorgeous wolf.
Stand back, lady, you're singeing my fur.
Do you mind if I sit down next to you on this log?
Well, okay, I... My, you know, lady, you smell kind of pretty.
It's a perfume I'm wearing called Nuit d'Amour. What's that you're wearing?
Go for hole number 5. I was there.
Wolfie, I'm sitting on one end of this log, and you're sitting on the other end.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it give you any ideas?
You mean you want to play seesaw?
Oh, dear. They're not making wolves the way they used to. Look, I'll move a little closer if you'll move a little closer.
Well, okay.
Now, a little closer.
Well, okay. There.
You passed me.
Yeah, I know. I've played this game before.
Oh, Wolfie, why are you so afraid of girls?
Well, now you take my brother. He met a girl, put his arms around her, and she screamed, and before he knew it...
Yes?
Skin died in passing for a mink.
Oh, I'm going to find myself a real date. Yeah. Wolfie, do me a favor and deliver this soup to my grandmother.
No, I don't think I would do...
Oh, please,
no, I don't
Wolfie.
Think
please.
So, Little Red turned on the tears, and me, I got a soft heart. Besides, I figured I was helping a sweet little old lady. When I got to that gray-haired old grandma's, the first thing she said when she saw me was...
Oh, goody, a man.
But I'm a wolf.
That's the best kind.
Holy smokes, it runs in the family. Calm down, Grandma. Act your age.
Age? I may be a grandmother, but I'm still young. I'm just pushing 40.
Yeah, you must be pretty strong. You pushed it right into 70.
Oh, you're so cute. Come on, lover boy. How's about a game of spin the hot water bottle?
Now, please, Granny, I just came here because Little Red Riding Hood sent me. I brought you some oxtail soup.
Oxtail?
Yeah.
I'd rather have the ox foot.
What's the idea?
Well, I want something with a kick in it. Oh, but it's so sweet of you to bring poor old Grandma that soup because I can't do any cooking. You see, I hurt my hand.
What did you do to it?
Well, I scratched my knuckles trying to make a four the hard way. That cotton-picking little Joe just wouldn't show.
Well, poor old Granny. I'll put the soup over here and cover it with your racing form.
Okay, look, it's 10 o'clock. I just got time to run down to Joe's dance hall. Dance? I'm entered in the samba contest. Yippee!
Come back, Grandma. What will your granddaughter, Red Riding Hood, say if she finds out?
Oh, she mustn't. Wolfie, you got to cover for me.
No.
Here, put on my lace cap, my bed jacket, and hold down the fort for me. I don't want a ricochet romance.
Oh,
I
no.
don't want
oh,
a
no.
ricochet
Well, folks, that's the truth, so help me. There I was in a lace cap and a bed jacket, doubling for Grandma, when all of a sudden...
Little Red Riding Hood.
Wow, I'm on a spot. I gotta be Grandma now. Oh, gee. Come in.
Grandma, your feet are sticking out of the covers and they look so furry.
They do, don't they? Woolen booties, dearie.
Booties? But there are long claws on them.
Yeah, well, those are the needles. I'm still knitting them.
Wait a minute. You're not my grandma. You're the wolf.
Okay, you got me.
Oh, this time you won't get away. Come on, give me a kiss.
No, no, now don't start then.
All right, then. I'll fix you. Help! Help!
No, please,
please. He ate my grandmother.
No, don't say...
The wolf ate my grandmother.
No. Well, now that's a new twist to the old badger game.
Help! Help! Quiet. Grandmother eater, you grandmother eater. Oh.
Hello, gal. I'm Jack Kirkwood, your local grandmother protector.
This wolf swallowed my grandmother.
Well, heavens to Duncan Hines. That's awful. Boy, I think I'll just have to take my axe and operate.
Oh, Kirkwood, you won't find a grandma in my stomach.
Well, maybe I won't, boy, but we'll just have to take pot luck. Get it, boy? Pot luck.
You're talking with that double boiler.
Double boiler? Oh, I think I'll use my dull axe on this one.
Kirkwood, are you sure that you can perform surgery?
Why, certainly, gal. I once operated on a burlesque queen who wanted the scar where it wouldn't show.
Well, what did you do?
Simple. I operated on her sister.
Oh.
It was for an appendix operation, and now that gal has the cutest little scar on her neck.
Her neck? But the appendix is in the stomach.
I know, but she was so ticklish there. Well, are you ready, boy?
Yeah. Please, if you must operate, how about an anesthetic?
Oh, yes. I think I'll take one. I can't stand the sight of blood. Well, here we go with the operation. That is, get that casket. Would you like a yellow casket?
No. I'd like to double my blue cross right now. Look, I'm innocent. Please take an x-ray first.
Oh, I do that afterwards, boy. Then I can check and see what instruments I've left inside of you.
Do you always leave your instruments inside the patient?
Oh, sure. It's much cheaper than renting a locker.
Well, this is awful. Will this operation leave much of the scar?
Why, of course not, boy. You have your choice. I use the lazy daisy stitch.
Oh.
Or if you prefer, I do spot welding. Well, here we go again. Oh, I'll be sawing you in all the old familiar
relations.
Oh, Wolfie, I'm back and I won the samba contest.
It's Grandma.
You see, I'm innocent. Get me a lawyer. The world is going to know the truth.
No, Wolfie, you can't do that.
What?
Your secret must die in this room.
But why?
Do
You want to ruin the number one whodunit for all those kids?
Well, so now you know both sides of the story, Dorothy. Which one do you like the best?
Well, frankly, Charlie, I like the musical version better than either of those.
The musical version? How does it go?
Since first I met you.
Well, I'm the wolf, but I think I've been outfoxed.
Long years have winged their weary flight since first I met thee. And though enshrined within my heart, I'd fain forget thee. For as the clouds around the sun obscure its brightness, so thou hast robbed my once glad life of all its lightness. O world so wondrous fair, O heart once free from care, from out my inmost soul escapes a sigh. From me now all have flown that could in life atone for weary hours of anguish long gone by. Then pity take on one whose life is in thy living. Though love and pity be akin, yet dare the giving. Oh, love and pity be, oh, dearest love of mine.
Now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I would like to thank Dorothy Kirsten for joining us tonight and to wish her luck on her forthcoming engagement at the Metropolitan Opera. And before we go, it's time for another bit of sage advice from our rural philosopher, Mortimer. So here it is, Snurd's words for the birds.
A man who sits on a tack is better off.
Thank you, Mortimer. Until next Sunday, good night, everyone.
Remember to listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sturd, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by Chicken of the Sea Tuna, over the CBS radio network at this same time. And remember, when you go shopping tomorrow, be tuna smart, be tuna sure. Look for the greatest name in seafood, Chicken of the Sea. Tonight's Edgar Bergen Show with Jack Kirkwood and Gloria Gordon was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Sam Pierce, script by Norman Paul, Zeno Klinker, and Cy Rose. This is Bill Baldwin speaking. Next week, the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy will be brought to you by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus Cosmetics for lovelier skin and beautiful hair. Lanolin Plus. Its very name promises you new softness and smoothness for your skin and a shining new luster for your hair. And even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters.
The program you have just heard was recorded in Hollywood before the death of Miss Kirsten's husband. Since it was impossible to arrange a substitute show, Miss Kirsten asked that the program be broadcast as originally planned. This is the CBS Radio Network.